Hi everyone, this is Blair Todd, Livestock Production Agent for the Post-Rock District of Kansas State Research and Extension. I'm here today to give you tips on what cattle producers should be thinking about in the month of March. As calving season continues, it is important to manage and maintain calving pens and pastures to minimize human, cow, and calf stress. Also remember to stay organized. An observation schedule should be implemented for calving first calf heifers and cows. First calf heifers should be checked every 2 to 3 hours to monitor the safety of both the heifer and calf. Sanitation is key to reducing or eliminating calf scours. Create a protocol prior to calving for quick resolution of scours. It is important to make sure every calf consumes adequate colostrum during the first 4 to 12 hours after birth. Also keep colostrum replacers and supplements on hand just in case. You should also keep accurate calving records, including cow identification, calf ID, birth date, calving difficulty score, and birth weight. Other traits to consider recording are the cow's teat and underscores, calf vigor score, and any other important information. Consider creating a calving book to keep with you, as they are essential sources of information, and it's always good to have a backup copy. Remember to body condition score cows. Thinning young cows will need extra energy to maintain a yearly calving interval. If cow diets are going to be shifted from low quality, which contains poor quality forage or dormant grass, to high quality forage consisting of lush green grass, begin a grass tetany prevention program at least 3 weeks prior to the forage switch. Given the current high price of mineral supplements, conduct a needs assessment of your cow herd. Moreover, closely monitor daily intake to ensure that it is consistent with label directions to ensure your cattle are receiving an adequate diet or not being wasteful. When making genetic selections, use the most recent national cattle evaluation documents and herd records frequently. And if new bulls are purchased, now is the time to start preparing them for their first breeding season. Bulls need to be properly vaccinated and conditioned to be athletic. Having a moderate body condition score with abundant exercise is ideal, and consider scheduling a breeding soundness exam with your local veterinarian. After calving and before breeding, you should vaccinate cows as recommended. And as always, plan to attend beef production meetings and programs. I hope these reminders were helpful, and for more resources on cattle management, contact your local Post-Rock District Extension office. This has been Blair Todd, K-State Research and Extension, Post-Rock District.